beer.
Casey, you get you.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, range check, 12 Mile and Harper, 12:59 p.m. 40 Radiati, EB 25.
W6MET, you're coming in strong. A little bit of packet loss, but very minimal, completely readable.
W6MET, EB8MD, just working on my new Radiati, EB25-D. Got it all programmed for all the MI5 repeaters for statewide 1 right now. So just taking a trip up to Fort Huron. I'm just going to test them on the way up and see what I can hit.
KJO.
Yep, your second transmission was even clearer. No packet loss at all on that one. Sounds real good.
Well, thanks for the report there, and good day, KJO.
Yeah, you want to turn your mic down just a little bit, Dave. You're coming in kind of hot. I have to turn my radio down here. Pop my eardrums there.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll see what I can do on that here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the other operator was a little warm, too. So I got my mic thing down to about minus 12, I think. Then you'll come in really clear, really nice.
All right, I'm going to go into my menu settings and try that now. I'll be back in a bit.
Sounds good. I got a half hour before I get to my next truck. KCKJ.
Alpha Delta 8, range test, I-94. Eastbound, marker
236. KCKJ, still getting in there, Dave. But your audio is, like I said, really high.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until I get back into the GPS to change that. I can't find it right now on the menu.
Yeah, it should be under the AM32. It should be under the digital mic gain.
I copy that. EP to me. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, Mike Clemens, statewide one, range test, 1:17 p.m.
88 a.m. PCKJL. Sounds good, Dave.
Thanks, Tom. EP to me. This is Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, range test, Mount Clemens, repeater, statewide one, line marker 254.
88 MP, KCKJ, you're still making it, Dave. Stepping out. Safe travel. KCKJ.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the audio reports.
So far, so good, Dave. Stepping out. Safe travel, buddy. KCKJ.
73 KCKJ, 88. Delta 8, Mike Papa, range test. 94, eastbound. And 13 24. Range test, Y-R-T-62, Watts Row, eastbound, 594.
Yeah, the audio on that radio sucks. I would never have a QSO if you did that audio. Who cares? You have an amateur extra license and you can't figure out your audio. Wow, it's even getting worse.
I'm not going to put the... So, pretty
hard. Well, I hope you didn't pay a lot of money for that radio. Enjoy. See if you have.
I'll go put my upper range test for inside repeater.
KCKJ.
WPD.
You're not monitoring, otherwise you wouldn't be keying up, but how you doing? This is W8EAP.
W8EAP, KEAP, I get here from Eric and, yeah, that's a valid point. I guess I was just announcing that I would be monitoring. let's get ground point.
Yeah, I meant to ask you something yesterday. You have a Mestastix under your call sign. I believe it keeps showing up on my list. I think you're pretty far away, though.
Yeah, that's correct. I've got LAXB, which is base, that's sitting on top of my roof, and then LAX1 is my mobile node.
Yep, I see those. I don't know what happened the other night, but I have like triple the amount of connections at one point. I don't know if it was someone said that it was a tropospheric ducting, but I don't know if that's true on that frequency. But all I know is I had at least three times as many connections as normal. It just lasted that one night, though.
Yeah, I've noticed that in the past. Stuff like that's happened. And that also happens with aircraft. And you can generally tell which direction they're heading because that's where the wall of notes comes up. So aircraft do that too. But, yeah, there's a few nights, mostly only at night, that they just pop up all over the place. So it might actually be a condition thing, but I'm not 100% sure as well.
Roger, I think the airplane explanation is what it is. Usually you look on your long fast channel or whatever. Yeah, there'll be some guy is like, yeah, I'm at 50,000 feet flying from Boston to L.A. or whatever. You know, you've seen that probably.
Yeah, you know, that frustrates a lot of people. It doesn't really frustrate me very much because it's, I mean, granted, if your only concern is for your local nodes and you're on the public, you're on the open channel, it doesn't bother me. It's literally the point of Mestastic is making the connection. So there's people that put up their nodes on drones and put them up there to see what they can get. So it doesn't bother me none. But there's a few people out there that really dislike nodes in the air.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, if someone's like, there's one guy that's always, he's a direct, I don't know how far direct goes, but when I do a, what do they call that, trace loop or whatever, it comes back in like 1.5 seconds and it's direct with a strong signal, so I know he's around here. But when he has all of his nodes, he has three nodes, and he has all three of them off, I don't get nothing. And then there's that pine tree repeater thing. When that's off, I don't get anything. So the pine tree repeater's been up lately, so lately it's been pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. Pine Tree Acres, it's the dump over here, the garbage dump over here in Lenox, and it's a really high point. I believe that ZUZ is the owner of it, I believe. When that's up, I've got a constant direct to that, and if I don't have that, I only get just local stuff. His, I don't know if he's using MQTT or if he's just got such a great vantage point that he's really the backbone to the local area. Whereabouts are you?
Yeah, I'm in Shelby Township, like West Utica and Ryan area.
Yeah, copy that. I'm in New Haven at the 27 and Graduate area. So Pine Tree Acres is a direct connect for me always. So if I don't have that, I'm kind of dead in water. There's smaller ones that'll kind of connect the network, but it's not like it is. Because I know, it's CMN has a couple on their towers, and I know that Pine Tree Acres can direct to them, and that really connects the network together. Katie, Elias, back over to you, Eric.
Yep. Well, I have a few friends that are in the 23, 24 mile Romeo Plank card area, and I do not get them without Pine Tree Acres. And then going to the west and south of me, I don't get anything if my neighbor isn't on. So I'm just out of range of somebody. So this, like I said, I have no idea how far these things go on one hit, you know, on the first step. So maybe that can give me a clue, but I'm thinking this guy is within a mile of me, so without, like I said, without him and without Pine Tree Acres, I get nothing. But do you know how far these things go? Like, do we have it in your window sill, how far they go on the first hop?
I guess it really depends on, like, windowsill. I can put mine in my upstairs windowsill, and I can get Pine Tree Acres. But, again, Pine Tree Acres is sitting in a very ideal position. Now, the one that's on my roof, like I said, I'm at 27 and Gratiot, and my little handheld node with the stubby antenna, I can get about a mile and a half, 2 miles. I can start making direct connections with it at about 24, 25 in Gratiot, depending on the day.
Yeah, you're kind of cutting out there into the system there, right on the edge. I got mine a second story windowsill, and it's a high gain antenna. And I think one time I made it to 18 in Van Dyke, which is probably three and a half miles line of sight. So, you know, the people that are within 2 or 3 miles of me are usually 1 or 2 hops, but, you know, my neighbor shows 0 hops, you know, direct. So I can just assume about a mile, I guess.
Yeah, I just bumped the power up there. I'm using a smaller antenna today. So I've got the unit inside the car. But yeah, like I said, I can get like a max, like mine being up on the roof and then trying to connect to it with my little pocket node. I can pull about 2 miles consistently. So if you're just using a small antenna on your node itself, I've got one of those Alpha, I can't remember the name now, but it's one of the taller antennas sitting on a build box strapped to the mast on my roof. So it's up a little ways, which is why I can pull the almost 2 miles out of it, but I can obviously, like Pine Tree Acres, which you really can't compare to because it's up so high, if I got an absolute perfect direct with absolutely no loss.
Very good. WATAP. Yeah, I took it up north to Roscommon and basically got one node. There's one guy in St. Helen. One guy, and I got him going down the street, so probably he was about a half mile away, so in my car, you know, about a half mile. I don't know what he's running, but I think he has it mounted outside. But, yeah, supposedly up north in the woods, they're trying to hook up a bunch of solar ones to kind of make them a mesh, like put them a half mile apart or something in the woods. I don't know if you heard about that. I don't know how far that went, if they ever accomplished that or what.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything about it. I like it. And they've got that. They've got a mesh pack. fantastic, and now they got Max Core. I almost considered switching just to see just one of my mobile nodes, but I probably won't, because from what I understand, Max Core is not as popular here in Michigan.
All right. I heard in the UK, since the whole United Kingdom and British Isles is the same size as Michigan, I heard over there that Mesh Core is more popular, but yeah, a friend of mine, Dave, he's got like six of them. He set one of them up for Mesh Core and didn't get any nothing for days, so I think he abandoned it. So, like I said, I don't really have any money or anything involved. Like I said, a friend of mine just lent it to me to play around with and see what I can get at my house. But it's just kind of cool to see, you know, all the different names. Some of these names of these nodes are hilarious.
Yeah, some of them are kind of funny. I try to just use my call sign, because then the people who know me, and the people that don't, well, they'll probably, if they're on there long enough, they'll get to know me. I do talk on occasion on there.
Yep. Matter of fact, earlier today, the W8CMN Flint 6 popped up on my list. And the only person I talk to maybe once every couple of days is my neighbor. And I know he's somewhere, and there's apartments by me. I know he's somewhere within a half mile of me. But I talk to him directly on occasion. I throw in some comments on the Long Fast channel, and sometimes people respond. But and then there's supposedly another channel, Mish Mesh or something like that. Are you involved with Mish Mesh?
I am not. I didn't know that there was another channel. That'd be interesting. Do you have any details about it?
No, but there's a website. If you do a Google search, you can find the website. I mean, I looked at it once. I wouldn't even know how to add it to my node. I have, like, zero knowledge. My friend would have to do that for me. But, yeah, there's a website. Just look up Michigan Mesh or Mish Mesh, and it should pop up in Google.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Adding a channel is actually pretty straightforward and simple. I also, at one point, experimenting, of course, added my own, like, private channel just between my nodes. That's obviously encrypted, because we're not. I don't use ham mode for that reason. On top of the fact that even with ham mode, unless you've got some sort of really high-end node, most of them can't push much more power than what you're already pushing anyway. So I don't worry about ham mode. But adding channels is pretty straightforward.
I just looked it up. It's just Mish Mesh, one word, Mish Mesh, like Michigan, MICHMESH.com.
P-A-E-8, oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as I get a free moment, I'm going to look that up, because I know some of these notes can do two things at once, so I wonder how many of them are actually up on that channel. That sounds interesting.
Well, the guy over here by me who told me about it, and it's like within a mile of me, he's on it. He says it's pretty active, so he likes it. Well, he must be getting some use out of it. Works pretty good.
Just another resource in the book. I'm definitely interested. I'll visit that website when I get off the road. I definitely do appreciate that little tidbit of knowledge.
Yep. With me, it's my weakness is radios. Anytime a new radio comes out, I have to buy it. That's why I got over 60 radios. So test them out, you know, none are perfect. You know that. You know, even if you buy an expensive, you know, name brand HD flagship, they got all kinds. They have just as many problems as the cheaper radios do. But I'm always on the lookout for a new gadget, new radio, whatever. And that's what I've been up to lately.
Loving that. That's also a huge learning curve as well.
Very good. Yep. Well, yeah, I'm going to get out of here and get some stuff to do around the house. But, just can't have my radio on. Heard you key up. Get out there. Like I said, I meant to ask you that yesterday, I think. But, well, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. And mine is just, hold on. I don't even know what I'll let you know what the name of my note is here. Hang on. Okay, the short name is EPFR. Stands for EP. I guess the FR stands for Fubar Radio. Someone else programmed it for me. So my initials and then FR, EPFR.
Copy that, EPFR. I'll look it up when I get back in Bluetooth range with my base station note, EPFR. Alrighty. Well, Eric, you have a good one. Thanks for coming back. This will be KDA-LAX, and I will be clear.
Yep, one other quick thing. It's a Helltech mesh node T114. Helltech mesh node T114. It's pretty popular, I guess. All right, catch you later. WEAP.
Alpha Delta 8.4, range test, North Road.
That station that just came in, I believe it was 88 MP. Your signal is very weak and you're kind of falling out of the repeater. Just hit bits and pieces of a lot of packet loss.
Yep, told them to throw that radio out.
No, that's not nice. Maybe he has a bad antenna. Could be an antenna issue, or he could just be too far away from the repeater. But looks like he's coming in from Burnside. Yeah, the signal's really low, -123, 10% packet loss.
Horrible audio.
Well, I don't think his audio is coming. I think it's just breaking up so bad. He's not getting any good audio to come through. Sounds like a signal issue. But anyhow, all right. I'm going to get out of here. I just didn't want him to think that, you know, people were ignoring him. It's just that he's not really making it in the system. He's breaking up pretty bad.
Yeah, you remember what I told you earlier. Go back to that conversation. Hey, if he does.
Alpha Delta 8.5 range test. Outcome is repeater number 267.4. Alpha Delta 8.5 range test. Detroit repeater statewide 1. Number 255. Alpha Delta 8.5 range test. County line. Home repeater, outcomes repeater, 24.5. Question, Detroit repeater, Alpha Delta 8, Alpha range test, Detroit repeater, 237, mile marker, eastbound, or westbound, 24. Alpha Delta 8, Alpha range test, Stairway 1, Detroit repeater, ship road, and Jefferson.